The U.S. Department of Agriculture's Office of Inspector General issued its report on Wednesday. The report says the Forest Service illegally awarded the $2 million to the state through a grant program intended to support fire suppression in state-owned forests. A Washington, D.C.-based spokesperson for the Forest Service says the money had been set aside for the state, but he says none of it actually ever changed hands. That means the state is on the hook for any expenses the grant was meant to reimburse. The $2 million grant was to be matched by state funds. It's not clear how much the state spent gathering input from industry groups and local stakeholders. The USDA watchdog does not directly accuse state officials of wrongdoing. In fact, documents obtained by Alaska's Energy Desk show that the state told the Forest Service exactly what it was requesting the money for. But investigators say the money never should have been awarded as part of the firefighting grant. The Alaska Department of Natural Resources says it's reviewing the findings. Spokesperson Dan Sadler says the agency will work with the Forest Service to ensure the grant funds are spent in line with their intended use. In an email, he says the State Division of Forestry voluntarily cooperated with the investigation. Investigators say it's above board for the Forest Service to provide funding to gather input on rule changes, but they say awarding that money to the state without informing other interested parties that money was available for that purpose violated federal law and regulations. Southeast Alaska Conservation Council Executive Director Meredith Trainer said it's an example of conservation groups and tribes being shut out of the rulemaking process. She added that the group looked forward to working with the incoming Biden administration to overturn the rule. The investigation was prompted by a story last year from former Alaska's Energy Desk reporter Elizabeth Jenkins. She uncovered documents showing the state had paid the Alaska Forest Association more than $200,000 to influence the rulemaking process. The industry group declined to comment for this story. Two members of Congress requested the investigation after the story was published. State officials, including Governor Mike Dunleavy and Natural Resources Commissioner Corey Feige, said last year that the state had not misspent any federal money from the grant. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Eric Stone in Ketchikan.